dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A man who is very much in the fray of that war on Capitol Hill is our first guest. He is Congressman Tom Marino. He represents the people of the 10th District of my home state, Pennsylvania, brings an amazing representative capability by virtue of his background in law enforcement as a federal prosecutor. He is also on three committees that are very much in the sweet spot of this program, and Congressman, we'll go through each of them in turn in connection with some issues I'm very anxious to raise with you. Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio, sir. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the Judiciary Committee on which you serve. As a former U.S. attorney, I'm sure you were struck by something that the Obama administration announced recently, namely that it would no longer be an impediment to people coming to this country as refugees seeking asylum, that they had engaged in, quote, limited material support for terrorism, unquote. You've had to enforce the laws, I'm sure, in matters involving terrorist issues, among other things. Talk, if you would, a little bit, Congressman Marino, about what it means if we start selectively enforcing the law or simply having the president amend it willy-nilly to say that terrorists of a certain limited stripe are okay.
First, let me qualify that someone asked me some time ago, he said, do you like the president? And I said, it's not a matter of liking the president. I have never met the president. I can tell you what I do not like about the president, do not like his policies and his agenda. And the people in my district do not like it either. As a former prosecutor, and I prosecuted terrorists from Pennsylvania, I prosecuted people who were helping or attempting to help Al-Qaeda. And it doesn't surprise me anymore. It frustrates me on a daily basis that we have a president and an attorney general under the guise of discretion, prosecutorial discretion, pick and choose what laws to enforce and what not to enforce and how to change them. There's no gray area here. Either you are with a terrorist or you are not with the terrorist. And someone who's only had minor contact, what's minor contact? You know, in criminal law, there was, when we talk about major crimes, there was never a minor part of it. You either attempted to commit the crime or you committed the crime.
In this case, Congressman, one of the things that I think is at work is there's, it seems as though they're trying to enable people who were involved with the Muslim Brotherhood in places like Egypt, who are now, as you know, being rolled up over there, to come here on the grounds that, well, they were just helping the humanitarian works of the Muslim Brotherhood, for example. How would you enforce that? I mean, how would you even be able to differentiate between people who are doing that and who are supporting its broader agenda of, you know, imposing Sharia on the rest of us?
You hit the nail right on the head. You cannot. And we know. It's unequivocal. We know what the Muslim Brotherhood is and what it does and how it supports terrorism. I had the opportunity to question then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton some time ago and finally got her to at least allude to the fact that, yeah, it's a questionable organization. Well, we know it's a lot more than a questionable organization.
That's for sure. Congressman, let me turn to another questionable operation at the moment. You are a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee, and again, we're speaking with Congressman Tom Marino. You are the vice chair, as I recall, of the Europe and Eurasia subcommittee and emerging threats as well, interestingly enough. What do you make of what's going on in Ukraine at the moment, specifically what Vladimir Putin's agenda is there, and are we doing what we should to try to help the people of Ukraine determine their future for themselves?
We are not doing what we should. It's a very volatile situation. We know the background of Putin. We know where he is. His ego is headed. He just happens to fall into the category of being president because of the situation in the country. That's what the people want, a democracy. In my personal opinion, again, I've never met Putin. I'd love to meet him, see him eyeball to eyeball. But his KGB background, he likes to enforce things that he sees his way. And to me, it goes back to a dictatorship. This is dangerous over there. What we should do is, instead of just talk, because, you know, I don't want to get back to the brinksmanship of the 60s, what we should do is to take action to this point. And let's let them know that we are not going to take this sitting down, because this not only has a tremendous impact in that region for instability, I mean, there's a democracy over there, but equally important, this is going to have an impact around the world. And I just want people in my district and in the United States to realize, because many people are saying, let's stay out of other countries' issues. The world is so small today. It's going to have an economic effect on us. It's going to have a political effect on us. It's going to have a military effect on us. And it's going to affect us domestically. So no matter how much we do not want to get involved, we have to be smart, because down the road, it is going to have a negative impact on us.
Do you have any doubt, Congressman Tom Marino, that President Putin's agenda is really trying to reconstitute, to the extent he can, the old Soviet Union, most especially to make sure that Ukraine remains part of kind of the old empire, if he can ensure that that freedom aspiration, the drive by many Ukrainians at least to move westward, is thwarted?
It is clearly obvious that is his agenda. Now that he is in control as president, he would in one fell swoop like to turn that back into a dictatorship and gobble up all the countries now that the former Soviet countries that have independence and democracy. This was his mindset, I'm telling you, from day one, because of his background.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Congressman, I mentioned emerging threats as part of your portfolio. Also, you serve on the Homeland Security Committee, on its infrastructure subcommittee specifically. And one of the issues that that subcommittee, I believe, is going to be taking up, we were told it was going to be in a hearing this week. That's been postponed, I hope, for not too long, is an issue very much on our mind here at Secure Freedom Radio, namely the vulnerability of our grid. The electric grid, the possibility that should something bad happen to it through man-caused or naturally occurring forces, we could really lose the country. Talk a little bit about that emerging threat, if you will, and what you think ought to be done about it by the Congress as soon as possible, hopefully.
This is a critical emerging threat. I think it will, and it must be at the top of our agenda on Homeland Security. I know the chairman is very interested in it. If people understand how easy it is to hack into their computers or their telephones, then it's not asking for a leap of faith to say what can be done to the national grid. And there are still many things that we must learn about it, but it's like I take a quote from Charles Krauthammer, who I listen to quite a bit and read his material. I'm not saying that there definitely is, and I'm not saying that there definitely isn't. Is this something serious enough that we have to be certain and collect all the information that we can to protect ourselves in the event that there is a potential for our grid to be invaded, as I put it?
Yeah, well, invaded either by cyber warfare, as you say, or perhaps through other means, from the kind of attack that we saw in San Jose, California back in April of last year, physical attack on a substation, or perhaps a high-altitude electromagnetic pulse weapon, a bomb being detonated up there. And then there's this solar phenomenon. For all these reasons, I'm delighted to hear you say that this is something that has to be made a priority. And I hope that with your help, with Congressman Mike McCaul, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, we'll see that done. To the extent that your colleagues need to be brought along on this, do you sense that there is a growing awareness on their part that this is indeed a priority and must be addressed as such?
Yes, yeah. There's, to a certain extent, my Pennsylvania delegation, we're very close, and a couple of Pennsylvanians are on that committee as well. But we still have work to do. We still have to educate our members as to the potentials here.
Amen. And particularly as I know many Pennsylvanians have been suffering in recent weeks with prolonged loss of power. I know that this is on the mind of people in your state big time. And the difference is, of course, that should one of these threats eventuate, and I think you're absolutely right, there are present dangers and growing, there will be no end to that blackout. And we can't, of course, afford that. Congressman Tom Marino, I appreciate so much your time and your attention to these very important issues, from the constitutional crisis of selective enforcement of the law to the Ukrainian challenges and, of course, this one on our grid. We hope you will keep up the good work, sir, and come back to us again very soon, if you would. Next up, we have former U.S. Ambassador to the Organization of American States, Roger Noriega, on what's happening south of our border. What about mean for you, straight ahead.
You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.